Thank you for calling Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee.
For quality assurance purposes, your...
If you are a provider...
Providers calling to verify... Please enter your 10-digit contact phone number, including area code, followed by the pound sign. For information related to a specific member, press 1. For network contracts or credentialing, press
2. Final determination of benefits is based on member eligibility when claims are received. Benefits may change based on coverage.
0947157 3.
Are you calling on subscriber ID
JR09094715 7 1 5 7 3? If yes, press 1. If no, press 2.
Please use the telephone keypad to enter the members.
That date was not recognized. Please speak the date as in the example, January 1st, 2001. I'm sorry, but I can't seem to understand you.
To change the subscriber ID, please press 1. To enter a new date of birth, please press 2. To continue without a... Please use the telephone keypad to... For medical information, say medical or press 1. For dental information, say dental or press 2. For prior authorizations, say authorizations or press 3. For behavioral health information, say behavioral health or press 4. For you have chosen medical. For automated eligibility,
please wait while I transfer you.
Provider service, this is Julius. How may I help you today?
Hey, good morning. My name is Mizzy. I'm calling from provider office, and I have some CPT code to verify authorization is required or not. So would you please verify for that?
Certainly, I am more than willing to help you out to check if authorization is required or not. Do you mind asking a few questions to inform me to pull up the policy?
Okay.
Okay. Well, I just read with a phone number coming through here. That would be a 901-300-74.
99. It's a direct line.
And your name was Mizmi? Is that right?
Yes, M is in Mike, I India, Z Zulu, I India. Last name initial is
Thank you, and what? Thank you.
Could you please spell out your name?
Yeah, sure. My name is Julius, spelled with J-U-L-I-U-S, and the last initial L for Lima. And I do see here as well with the NPI ID coming through, that would be 173-040-3072.
That is correct.
Who is your provider?
Gregorio Vidal.
All right. Well, I do see your multiple provider name and NPI ID. Do you have any happy tax ID?
Yes, that is 621-526-296.
All right. Well, I do see here now with the provider name, and I do see here as well with the member ID coming through.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, let's see, that would be JRO90947157 3. And who is your patient?
Yeah, sure. Member name is Lindsay McClory. The date of birth is May 30, 1989.
Thank you. All right. Well, do you have with the specific CPT code for me to check as well?
Yeah, sure. I have CPT code here, Jason Juliet 9217.
Do you have another code?
No, I have only one CPT code.
May I know this J-code, is it self-administered or provider-administered?
It is provider-administered drug.
All right, thank you so much. Okay. May I know what is the place of service? Is it done outpatient?
Yes, that is for outpatient.
Thank you. Okay. Well, since I do have here all of the information, do you mind a brief hold while I'm going to check if prioritization is required or not?
Okay.
Thank you.
X can cause you to sweat, your heart to race, chest pains, and more. It can also be hard to manage. If you're having trouble getting your anxiety under control during a panic attack, try the 3-3-3 rule. Name three things around you that you can see. Then, name three sounds that you can hear. Lastly, move three parts of your body. Focusing on the present moment may help lower your stress from racing thoughts. Your call is very important. A representative will be with you in a moment. Opioids are strong drugs used to treat severe pain, often after surgery or an injury. While they can provide relief, they can also be dangerous if misused. If you're prescribed opioids, make sure to take them exactly as your doctor says. Don't share them and store them securely. When you no longer need them, take opioids to a pharmacy or drug drop-off location to get rid of them safely. This keeps drugs out of our groundwater and off the streets. Visit tdeconline.tn.gov/rxtakeback to find drop-off locations nearby, or call 800-560-5767. Back to school or back to work? Regardless, it's time to shake up your lunch. Swap out your typical peanut butter and jelly with a veggie and hummus sandwich. Or turn peanut butter into a dip for apples and other fruits. You can also replace cheese or mayonnaise with avocado for a rich, creamy, and tasty sandwich spread. Whole grain bread and tortillas are also great ways to get more fiber and protein into your diet. When it's time to snack, reach for a handful of nuts instead of chips. It can be hard to get your steps in every week. It can be even harder if you're at a desk all day. Try these tips to help you get moving during the workday. Take a walk during your breaks or when taking phone calls. Getting a group of coworkers together to walk is also a great way to make those steps a bit more fun. If you can't get away from your desk.
Well, Mizzy, thank you so much for holding. I just want to ask regarding for this J-code. May I know what is the name of this?
Yes,
drug?
This drug name is Lupron Eligard. It's spelled Lupronelligard.
I see here that the there is like a specific name, each of one. There's a separate name here. One is Eligard, but the other one is Lupron Depot.
No, I see Lupron Acetate Subception.
So what's specific the exact name for this drug? Is it for Eligard or Lupron?
You can try with Lupron.
Lupron, thank you. All right, well, do you mind continuing to hold while I'm doing my research here?
Okay.
Thank you.
Or markings to help you track your intake can also help you stay hydrated. No matter your age, vaccines can help protect you from some diseases and lower your chance of getting sick. They can also help make your symptoms milder if you do get sick. If you have a child, check with their pediatrician to see what vaccines they need. The CDC recommends children get regular vaccines as they grow. They also recommend adults stay on top of their shots. Talk to your primary care provider to see if you need any vaccines. They can help you avoid symptoms from shingles, pneumonia, and more. Remember, most people over 6 months old should get a yearly flu shot. When you're overwhelmed with anxiety, you could experience a panic attack. These attacks can cause you to sweat, your heart to race, chest pains, and more. They can also be hard to manage. If you're having trouble getting your anxiety under control during a panic attack, try the 3-3-3 rule. Name three things around you that you can see. Then, name three sounds that you can hear. Lastly, move three parts of your body. Focusing on the present moment may help lower your stress from racing thoughts. Your call is very important. A representative will be with you in a moment. Opioids are strong drugs used to treat severe pain, often after surgery or an injury. While they can provide relief, they can also be dangerous if misused. If you're prescribed opioids, make sure to take them exactly as your doctor says. Don't share them and store them securely. When you no longer need them, take opioids to a pharmacy or drug drop-off location to get rid of them safely.
Hello, Mizzy, thank you so much for holding.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, I do hear that this code, J9217, this is for Lupron Depot. We do see here that this code, prior authorization is required when it's done outpatient. And you can process this one through CoverMyMeds.
Okay. And could you please verify this provider is in-network or out-of-network with members plan?
Well, let me go and try to take a look at that one here. You're asking if the provider is in-network with the member plan, is that right?
I'm sorry?
You're asking if the provider is in network with the member plan?
Yes.
Okay, let me go and try to take a look at that one, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, Mizzy, thank you so much for holding. Well, I do see here that this provider is a network with the member plan. Based on the member plan, that would be network P. Yeah,
okay.
Network P, and the provider is a network.
Perfect. And provider can buy and bill this drug?
Well, this one, the provider cannot buy and bill.
That is filled through pharmacy, right?
I'm sorry?
That is filled through pharmacy department?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Could you please provide me reference number for this call?
I'm so sorry, say that one more time, please.
Reference number for this call?
Oh, yeah, sure, definitely. But is there anything else that I can see with today?
No.
Okay, well, since there's nothing else, here is your call reference number, that would be. Okay, there you go. that would be 252-400-001-069.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling us. Well, bye for now.